Hello and welcome to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul Vanderhayden. I'll be your GM tonight. And with me, I have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everyone.
My Rob, who plays Damon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
And not last but not least, Natalie, who plays by Force.
I'm Natalie.
AKA Sparkle Pants.
No.
When last we left off, everyone had gone back home after the big showdown with Liberator and Graffiti. Bright Force managed to successfully talk Graffiti down, and it was you. Who was it? No, it's Bedlam. Correction. Have anything they want to mention, or I have one more thing to mention. And anybody's used to that. Same thing with, what?
He stayed in ecology.
Yeah. Yeah, he went home to no one, but to a nice home. A nice place to stay, at least. Damon went home to find his apartment, a care package, someone he cares about, and evidence that person had been there.
Hey guys, Mike here. Just letting you know that we had some technical difficulties recording this episode. Unfortunately, some of the audio was lost in the process. We are working on correcting that issue at this time. However, one of the things that may have been missed was that we got to level 4 at this point. Just thought I'd fill you in before we jump back into the episode. Enjoy!
All right. So I'm going to have each character go. I'm going to have each player go through their character sheet and let us know what changed. I don't need specific numbers, but I want I got a new spell level or whatever. Like I like that. So let's start with the same order we go for introductions. So Colin, what did you get at fourth level?
I'm going to get a feat, probably observant. And as a monk, I'll start over. So at fourth level, I get an ability score improvement and slow fall, which allows me to use my reaction to reduce falling damage. For my ability score improvement, I'm going to take the feat observant, which gives me a +1 wisdom. And I'm flipping to the page. It gives me +1 wisdom.
Or strength or intelligence.
Yeah, or intelligence, but I'm taking it to wisdom. And I can see a creature's mouth. If I can see a creature's mouth while it is speaking a language I understand, I can interpret what it's saying by reading its lips. And I have a +5 bonus to my passive wisdom and perception and passive intelligence investigation scores. So, gonna get those boosts.
Boost.
Boo.
Sorry, I'm just trying to. Now, do you want to get a feat, or do you want to get to like pluses to stats?
Feet.
1 foot or 2 feet?
3 feet, please.
So she's male.
Hmm.
So she's a first level fighter.
No, apparently.
It's a joke from 3.5. The only way to get 3 feet was to be a first level human. A first level human fighter had 3 feet.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sounds about right.
I mean, that's exactly right. Because it's the same. It's 3.75.
Yeah.
Cutting this out.
Maybe not. Okay, guys, what kind of feat do you think would be good for Bright Force?
Great Weapon Master or Great Weapon Defense. If you're allowed Great Weapon Defense, it's E-Way.
She can use Arcana for the win.
It gives, as a bonus action, she takes -2 to her attacks. Until end of her next turn, or to the start of her next turn, but gives 2 AC.
Well, wielding a 2 enemy weapon with which you are proficient, and wielding no other weapon or shield, you gain a +2 bonus AC. That's all it is.
That's a different great weapon defense than that I pulled up. It's UA. I looked up a different.
I know, but I'm totally.
Didn't show up on when I
but I'm no, I'm totally fine with that being it. Do you want that? Just get 2 +2 AC all the time.
While you hold your weapon.
Two hand.
When the hell am I not holding the great sword?
No. There you go. You got a +2. You got +2 AC.
Am I right?
It's just for refresh your screen, it'll show up.
Oh.
Wait, do you have Great Weapon Master already?
No, she got Great Weapon Defense.
Okay, because Great Weapon Master gives you cleave.
Can I change her level from here? For me?
Theoretically, yes.
I don't know how to, but I trust you.
No, it's already leveled up.
I know.
You need to prepare one more spell, I think, but...
Every other level. I don't know if it's at that level or not.
I don't know.
Because they don't get them out. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to add anything.
They don't get spells at level 1, they get them at level 2, and 4.
That's tasty.
Great. Weapon defense?
Yep. Plus 2 AC when wielding a melee weapon. All right. So, next up, we have Damon. AKA Rob, yeah.
At level 4, I took a feat. I'm taking the Dragon Mark from Eberron, which gives me a plus 1 con, a cantrip, and a first level spell, once per short rest. The cantrip being Prestidigitation, and the first level spell per short rest is going to be Shield. The plus 1 to con will actually boost my 15 con to a 16, adding more hit points.
Excellent. What do you got, Mike?
Well, I am unfortunately a little off here, so I don't get a feat or ASI like everybody else. I'm only now a third level sorcerer.
But what do you get?
Well, it means I get more spell slots. Ooh, second level spells. Look at this.
And we'll be back. Moving on.
No, that's always
good. Yeah, I'm thinking taking Agon Azar's Scorcher or whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Shatter.
I've got something.
It's better
than Shatter.
Yeah, I know. Makes sense to me. Agonizer's Scorcher's not a bad spell.
And it's fire damage, which works well with my Pyromancer abilities.
Yeah. What else did you get? You're forgetting like the most fun part about being a sorcerer.
Is a sorcerer?
Oh, I get meta magic now, don't I?
Which two are you taking?
That's a good question. I have to, I'm still updating the class features as we speak.
I know the two that I like, but I always take the same two.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't exactly have good single target. I kind of do, I suppose. But,
Remember, I let you use your sorcery points on your abilities as well.
So my meta magic will work on abilities?
Correct.
Cool. So spending sorcery points to reroll damage dice. Not too big of a fan. I think I'm going to go with Subtle and Twin.
All right. And then last but not least, what you got, Natalie / Bright Force?
I don't know if it's being left in with that little situation of what had just happened with you helping.
It's okay, you say it. It's okay, you can still say it.
So we did, so she's now level 4 paladin, and she got the feat Great Weapon Defense, and she gets plus 2 AC. I put it in initiative by accident. Oopsie daisy.
Which
Thank goodness I wrote it down correctly. Jeez. Plus 2 to AC when holding a two-handed weapon.
Melee weapon.
Two-handed melee weapon.
Longbows and stuff, you know? Or shotguns. All right.
When is she going to hold those things?
I don't think she will.
Okay.
Unless you can think of a melee blaster. Or a...
Like arms. You know? Like the game Arms where they have like the arm.
I think we've got everyone's level up. Nothing earth-shattering, but the two weapon defense is the Great Weapon Defense is something that is a homebrew feat, either that or it's Unearthed Arcana, but I think I have a better version of it than the Unearthed Arcana. It basically just gives Great Weapon Fighters a chance at using a shield for a feat. Seems fair.
Yeah.
Alright, so it is going to be a kind of a special episode here. Everyone's gonna... So in this world, the powers people get 9 times out of 10 are from their ancestors, from some distant ancestry. Something like, you know, made it with a dragon 200 years, you know, 20,000 years ago, whatever. I have Natalie just dying over there and I don't understand.
No, because everyone's going to be like, I know what hers is.
But so what I'm going to do is each character, when they get that rest that next night when they level up, are going to be visited by their ancestor, at least in a dream. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go around the same. You know what? No, let's randomize this. Roll it 1 through 4, same order as usual. All right, it's still well, a one. I can't make that shit up. Okay, Colin or yeah. Bella or George. No, not George.
Harold.
Harold,
as you're sleeping
in bed in a nice comfortable bed for the first time in a while since training, you kind of awaken in a pretty bland looking field. You know, it's a field of wheat, but it's not like it's blowing or anything. It's kind of just stagnant. But man, the sun is stupid hot. I'm talking. It is uncomfortable to be in this location.
Oh, geez. Usually sun doesn't bother me like this. What's going on?
Yeah, and as you stand there longer, and you know, even if you start walking around, it just keeps getting warmer and warmer until all of a sudden all the heat goes away and you hear a whoosh from behind you.
I turn around.
Standing behind you is a roughly 5'10", dirty, blonde-haired, chisel-cut man wearing a toga.
Hey, dude. What's going on?
Well, you're the first person, you know, you're the first of my descendants to actually awaken to talk to me, so that's kind of neat. Did I stutter?
No. It's just that really isn't giving me much to work with. I mean, how's it going?
Oh, I guess you never really, did you ever wonder where your powers of healing and your powers of, you know, this energy bolts from your hands came from, or did you just assume you were special?
I just thought I punched things really hard.
You know, the glowing bits on your fists?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know another girl who shoots out sparkles, so, and another guy with an explosive otter. So, punching stuff to make light.
You know what? He says, I have nothing else. I respect you for having the gall to talk to me like that.
I mean, you're just a dream, dude, so.
Less a dream, more a remnant.
I'm sleeping, aren't I?
Yes.
And I'm dreaming right now, right?
No, you're having a vision quest, but.
Oh.
You can call me Helios.
Hey. Okay. So what did you need?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you and see and show you how your family joined, you know, was blessed with, you know, my bloodline.
All right. So
not actually, that way.
I want to roll a knowledge Greek legend.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I don't have knowledge on anything, I think.
And it's just straight intelligence.
Oh. Well, I'm just going to roll history because it's the same thing. It's 13.
All right. So, what would you get on your knowledge check, Colin?
13.
All right. You know that Helios is the Greek titan of the sun. You know that he is the father of Circe, as well as a bunch of other things, but that's the biggest name. And Helidae, but those are the only real big names that you know of. He was known for he was fast and he was strong, but the thing is, he did not side with his children in the war, and that's why he was locked away.
Okay.
So the fact that you're seeing him at all is kind of weird. But then again, he did say he's a fragment or a remnant.
Mm-hmm.
And what he shows you is a scene from it looks like a great battle between two armies, and there's a man who is walking who's walking around or running through the fight, just demolishing everything in his way. I'm sorry, it's a woman. A woman demolishing everything in her way. And but near the end, she is clipped by a spear to the shoulder and goes down. And Helios says, I decided that with her willingness to fight, she deserved a second chance. And so I gave her that. I gave her a second chance at life. Not knowing that I would be, that she'd take the little spark of power I gave her and turn it into a line that stretches to your day and age.
Wait, so you brought her back to life after this?
Yes. Okay. Her heart had just stopped, and I gave her a spark of the sun to rejuvenate her. That also made her incredibly long-lived. I think she only died a couple years ago.
Whoa.
Now, the rest of your family aren't nearly as long-lived, though it seems like you might be.
Yeah, well, we'll see in a few years.
And it explains why you don't sleep very much, or don't sleep at all, really.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to show you that and explain that, you know, you are, as far as I'm concerned, my direct progeny.
Oh, there aren't others? I thought all the Greeks had lots of kids.
There are, but most of them died off.
Oh.
You're around and you're making waves. I like it when people make waves.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks. Have fun.
I'm going to let you rest now.
Yeah. What are you going to end up doing? It seems pretty lonely in here.
Oh, I'll find something to do. And with that, with a flash of bright light that's so bright you can't help but close your eyes, he's gone. Okay. All right. Next on the list, let's roll some dice. I roll ones.
Hey, I get to go again. Helios immediately reappears. It's like, this is all awkward. Right.
All right. I know, but I'd already said I was going to do it. All right. Next up, we have Bright Force. So, Bright Force, you're sleeping and you're snoring and you're taking. You're taking pleasure in the fact that you know your mom hates that you snore.
Oh, perfect.
Now I got a meme to share.
So you're smiling as you sleep because you know you're gonna piss off your mom and you're totally okay with that.
And maybe you'll get your door back.
Maybe
and you're hoping you'll get your door back.
Yeah, because I'm too loud.
And you, as you fall asleep, you're gonna drift away, and you wake up in a forest glen, mm-hmm. a beautiful trickling brook beside you, and you look down and you're in your normal like city clothes. But it doesn't really match the place because there's no other anything around. And as I go looking,
you don't remember her name?
I want to say it was Shimmer Lane.
No, it was not.
You sure?
Luna.
My name is Luna.
as you walk around.
We're just gonna fuck around, kind of mood today, aren't we?
Yeah. So as you kind of walk around, it's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. It's idyllic. Mm-hmm. And as you kind of walk around, you end up putting your feet in the water and playing with it because you've been in a minute. You hear a chuckle from behind you, a very high pitched chuckle from behind you. Mm-hmm. And then you hear, and do you turn around or are you just gonna keep doing what you're doing?
I turn around.
You see a probably 6 inches tall. Little person with wings.
Is it flying?
It is.
Oh, hello. You can suck a dick. That is my ancestor.
No, that was me because you guys laughed at me for my high pitched voice.
We're keeping it in.
It was unexpected.
I loved it though.
It was beautiful.
We're keeping it in the curtain.
Hello, Bright Force. Or should I call you Luna?
Whichever is fine.
Okay, whichever.
Whichever it is.
whichever name is fine, gosh darn it.
Well, Luna, it's lovely to finally meet you.
Who are you?
I'm Stargleam.
Hi, Stargleam. That slow blink you had.
I am... So, you may have heard of where people's powers come from.
Once or twice, yeah.
Well, it turns out the last thing they thought of was actually right. It's something in your blood. in your genes, in your soul. I am the source of your family's magic, their power.
Really? Even though I just got mine?
All you did, you got a little boost. Oh. See, your family's always been a little bit magical. Because they were very magical and that Jordan will dwindle the way to almost nothing. But you got it rejuvenated with the surge.
Or she says something in a language you don't understand when she says surge. But mm-hmm. you take it to mean surge. She's probably using the proper name for it, but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. And she says, well, I just wanted to meet you and let you know that I appreciate you doing good work.
No problem.
Do you want to see how your ancestor got power from me?
Sure.
Okay.
And as she waves her arm and dust covers your face.
Oh, fuck, this is what it's like.
She waves, you know, glittering dust in your face, and it flashes to a scene of it looks like a much more thickly packed forest, and there you see a shorter, a medium-sized woman, you know, or medium height, like 5'4", 5'5", woman walking through a forest, and she sees something struggling in a spider, a very large spider web, and she walks over and she says, "Oh, I have to help the little bug out. It doesn't deserve to be eaten," and takes and clears away, and Starglium just kind of shakes her arm. "Thank you so much. I hate that spider web," and she's rubbing her arms. "Oh, I'm sorry." And then she goes to fly away, and your ancestor goes, "Wait, stop. Are you okay?" And she comes back. "What do you mean, am I okay?" And she says, "No one ever cares about me." And your ancestor goes, "Well, I care. I hope you're okay." And they sit and talk for a while. And she says, "Well, Stargum says, "I'm sorry I have to go, but I do have a gift for you." And your ancestor says, "I don't need anything. I'm just happy you're okay. You know, it's nice to talk with you." And she says, "You're the best kind of human." And she says, "I have a little gift for you, and you can't say no." And she just takes a big, like, she pulls out for her size, a massive bucket of glittering gold flecks, and just splooshes you in the face. Or not you, but splooshes your ancestor in the face. And she says, "Yeah, it's one of my favorites. Well, you can do that kind of stuff, right?" And so this is her talking to you, Luna.
Somewhat, yeah.
It's my favorite. The little zappy from place to place, that's also my favorite.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah, you can't do it all the time, but sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's how you got powers. You were nice. They were nice to me. Over time, the magic faded, but it never left. That's why you're very short. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm used to it.
Yeah, she was normal height, but then the magic made her shorter. And it made her more powerful, but it made her shorter. And he's usually okay, though.
It's concentrated.
Concentrated fury. All right. But I just wanted to show you.
Thank you.
Thanks. And she just nopes off. And she says, "Bye." And you wake up. Or not, you just fall back asleep. All right. We got a D2 for the rest of you.
I call 1-2.
I was going to do even odd.
Sure.
I got evens for Mike.
He's odd.
That fucking landed on the cookie. Ah. Evens for Mike. All right, Mike, and it's your fault, so you're going to have to pronounce the name.
No.
Is it in Spanish?
No, it's in Aztec. Sort of.
That's your fault.
Yes. I'm actually curious about mine because I wrote two origins.
I know. Rico, you are going to wake up strapped to a temple, an Aztec temple, sacrificial temple altar, and men with jagged obsidian knives are coming towards you. You're watching, and you hear rhythmic chanting, and it's that name that I can't pronounce, which we will post in the description, because I'm not gonna bother.
Zaiwatakutli.
And they're like rhythmically chanting. Dun, 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 dun. And as they go to stab you in the chest, The obsidian blade just forms into nothing, and they just punch you in the chest. And it doesn't hurt. And he says, "Stop!" You hear a big like voice say, "Stop! You may go." And all of them just run, like not walk, run down the sides of the pyramids.
That's dangerous.
Exactly, but they are hauling butt. And if you turn to look, you realize your bonds are gone, the things that are holding you. And seated on where it looks like the high priest would be is a short man, probably in his, he's probably like 4'10". But with his feet up on the edge, and he's got a pretty impressive-looking turquoise crown with feathers and other stones. And he says, "So, how are you doing?"
"Well, that was fucking terrifying."
"I wanted to show you what your ancestors did."
"Oh.
You want a little more information?"
A little bit.
"Your ancestor was my last high priest."
"Okay."
"I decided, is he the last ones to keep the way? They should be granted power so that they can continue serving my good name." Who was it? Was Zai? Or X?
Zai.
He says, "You can call me Zai if you can pronounce my name even more the better, but I understand if you can't." Paul, the DM, cannot. And
that makes no sense to the characters.
He can't. Fourth wall. Yeah. Yeah, we don't fourth wall break here much.
Is that what Zai Wat Thakatli is saying?
No, that is Paul talking to the people who are listening. And if you can pronounce that name, more power to you. I have problems with saying it. He says, "I just wanted to show you that, you know, I decided to grant the last vestiges of my power to your family. I no longer exist in the traditional sense. There are fragments of me left. If you can find one of my artifacts, that will help. Same thing with your team. If they can find artifacts of their families, they'll be more powerful. But they're not easy to find, and there aren't many nearby. You'd have to leave the city, but I know you guys usually don't. But,
No, probably not. I don't think I ever have."
Yeah, you've been down to Mexico City. Oh. With your grandfather.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I mean, you've actually been closer. There is one in Mexico, what you guys call now Mexico City. But it's in some kind of, they call it a museum. They don't know what they have.
Sounds like we're robbing a museum.
Yay!
Plans for future adventure.
He says, "But I wanted to show you that our ways were not the most peaceful, but we kept the peace. And they were protected by me. And you're going to protect your people like I protected mine. Using the abilities you gained from my family, from your family, from me. Treat them well, and honor them like your grandfather always has." And he kind of just stares at you and he says, "I'm sorry."
"Or
it'll make sense later."
That was fucking ominous.
Literally.
And he looks at you with like this, "I kicked your puppy" kind of look, like true, like "I'm really sorry." No, you don't get you know when Cece's hurt you because of the familiar bond. No, this is more like there's something he knows that he really wishes he could tell you, but he's not allowed. He says, "I just wanted to let you know I'm sorry, and I wish you the best of luck with your abilities. Also, the jump you did was very impressive."
"Yeah.
I hope you find it easier next time." And he winks. He says, "I hope you find it easier next time." He winks. The DC has gone down.
"Oh, that's good.
And you don't need to use a boom to do it."
"Okay. That's good."
All right. He says, "Is there anything you want to ask me that I might be able to answer before I have to leave? I have about 2 minutes."
"Impressive just to meet you in the first place."
"I appreciate that." And he kind of preens a little bit.
Rico recognizes like the designs from the crown being on the mask.
Mm-hmm.
"Did you speak with my grandfather before?"
"No, but he remembered the ways. And he said it came to him," and I smiled. "The surge," he uses a word in ancient Aztec, that you take to mean the surge came, and it gave me the ability to come see what had happened. But there's not a lot of me left, and I don't expect there to be. You and your family are my descendants. Treat them well, and do good in my name. He says, and if you can't do good, destroy evil. And with that, a volcano erupts behind you, and you turn to look, and he's gone. And you fall back asleep.
Yeah, I definitely imagined the ending of this with that knife reforming and plunging into your heart.
I thought of it.
Take 5 psychic damage.
Did you write these down?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
I had to go search his. Okay. Last but not least, we have Damon, who gave me a backstory so deep that I still haven't read through all of it more than once because there's a lot there. And you are in what you recognize as your family compound, the old one.
Wow.
The one that like you guys go to for special events and know or nothing else.
I've not been here in like a long time,
and like
I haven't had this stream in forever.
You see, you see the scars on the wall from weaponry. You see the broken spearheads and you see empty magazines and things like that, like bullet magazines from times gone by. I mean, you see everything from like a stone weapon to all the way up to what looks like a high tech sniper rifle, like laying around. And
modern or
modern, like.
You, so like could have maybe of today.
Like could have been made yesterday. Even to like energy blasters and things like that. You see them all laying there. And they're like starting to, I mean, as you watch, you can look. Your far left is the very, very crude. And as you go look around, you get to the more advanced. And then as you're looking, because you're interested in weapons. Standing. Yes.
You go forward in time.
Yep. Yeah. So as you look at the more advanced weaponry, you hear a flapping of wings.
Ariel?
Ah, you're one of the few who does know my name.
It's a blessing to see you again.
It's been years.
It has.
You did have a vision from her once, correct? Mm-hmm. Now, and is that what I'm missing in here? It wasn't listed.
I'm kind of rolling with it.
Okay. Yeah, she says, yes, when you came of age. Mm-hmm. All right, so 13.
Yeah, probably when I first actually had my healing abilities is what I was assuming is when I first...
Okay, which you would have had it at 13, because it's a thing. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I didn't invite your sister.
Why? I'm putting it together, yeah. That makes sense.
It didn't make sense now. I want to say that I appreciate that you've been serving the true order versus the corrupted version that it is now.
Yep. As my father wanted it.
She says, what happened to your father is wrong. How he was treated by the people who he called family.
Yep.
And the fact that they treated you similarly, apparently my bloodline wasn't as pure as I thought it was.
Well, yeah, that's life.
Including your sister.
It's kind of old since she's a twin, but I'm not going to get into this debate. Not with you.
More like there's good and bad in all things. I am mostly good. It seems like they emphasize the bad. She's dangerous. Do you understand that? And she's like staring you in the eye, like straight in the eyes. And just like locking, you feel her boring into your soul like she couldn't already do that. And she says,
it's like I'm an asthma and I already have her in my head.
You need to remember. No, you need to remember. And she takes her hand and she smacks you on the forehead. And your eyes glow really, really bright. And the wings from your back pop. You have the wings already.
Wrong asthma. I'm the one surge. That nukes.
Okay. Here. Your aura appears. Your energy aura.
But you can give me wings if you want.
No. No, you have spectral wings that appear that don't do anything except give you the aura. I mean, that's what I'm doing. It's a cool effect. Your spectral wings appear, and you feel the pain, the usual pain you remember. And she says, remember. And your eyes go, and your mind goes blank. And you remember back to when you were probably no more than 13, worked right after you got your powers and your sister got hers. And you remember her sneaking up on you over and over again. But you just thought it was a game and you almost caught her, so you didn't worry about it. And then you remember one time she snuck up on you and you didn't catch her. And right before she touched you, your father grabbed her and ripped her away. And he went, and you heard him curse. And your father didn't really curse, except about his family. And in pain, and then you saw him, you saw his hands glow with magic to heal himself. And it didn't make any sense.
Is she the reverse of me?
Yes. Where you are good, she is not. Where you heal, she hurts. Now, you don't really heal as so much as reverse damage. And you can store it yourself and use it. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't used it much because it's a dangerous power.
Yeah.
But you do have it. What she can hurt, she can heal. She's very difficult to take down. I need you to understand that when the time comes, you're going to be given a choice. And you have to make the right one. And she stares at you with... If you can imagine, like, the mother who loves you, but is always the one who has to help you make hard decisions. She's staring at you like a child she trusts to do the right thing, which, man, she's really hoping you do. And, like, she's afraid for you. Which is, it's visible that she's afraid for you.
Yeah. The choice of ending a bloodline, one of the few that
of it. There are more of us now. More of your kin exist.
Really? Smile, happiness is actually overcoming him because
he said, they exist, but they're not very powerful. They'll need your help if you can find them.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Your friend. You know who I'm speaking of. I'm aware of his existence. You know that.
No, this is Rob trying to figure this out.
The one we just talked about. Ding dong.
Keep it in. Okay.
The pizza delivery one.
Yes, okay. The delivery boy.
I wasn't sure, because they weren't related.
I'm
okay. Ding dong.
She rides around in your head all the time, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She knows he exists, and she knows how good... She says, he's in danger.
Where do I have to go?
Not immediate, just... If he keeps going down the path he's on, he's going to run into something that he can't handle without help. He's going to need you then, and you have to be willing to do it. Though it may cost you.
I will do as it takes.
I trust you. And in her spectral wings kind of... Her wings go spectral just like yours. And they wrap around you just like that day when you turn 13. And she says, I'm always with you. And she disappears. And us into spectral lights that you feel infuse you with that energy. And you wake up.
All right.
I enjoyed this.
Well then. Well, then.
There's a little glimpse into my history.
So, wow. So, okay, this is for the players, and maybe I don't know if we'll leave it in the podcast or not. The person who gave me the most detailed backstory was Rob, who here is surprised listening to what we just talked about.
Not me.
No one. No one's surprised.
Oh, I thought
Rob holds his hand up because he's being a munchkin. But
who gave you the least?
He's not here right now.
Oh, okay.
The shots. Alright. When I asked who your ancestor was, you gave me what answer?
Helios?
That was it. You didn't give me any details. Nothing.
You asked for the ancestor and I said Helios, and it's a Greek god, so they have a lot of kids, so
I mean, it made sense, but you could have given me some flavor to it, damn it.
You didn't ask, you just wanted the ancestor. Yeah, no, though, seriously, if you ever want more details, just ask. Usually.
You did just ask for an am.
I've been giving me something. Kiss my grits, everybody. Except Rob. Rob did really well. And I appreciate the backstory he gave me. It's giving me all kinds of shit to play with. I literally just searched the word angel in your backstory.
Spoilers?
You with the flap of angel wings?
You never said angel about
I
that.
I didn't.
I caught I you before spectral wings.
Well, it was feather wings, I mean, and then it's spectral.
I did angel, I know it's Asimar, but then when you say, you're a friend,
Well, he told me he didn't want that one spread around.
So that's why I know that one, but that's because I'm me. But I'm thinking, like, wait. Asimar.
No, I'm Asimar. He's an elf.
Oh, he's an elf. But he's got the holy healing. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so.
He's got the healing ability like an Asimar.
Yep. From the holy energy. He gets the Asimar hands.
Yeah, and I was just looking up a bit about Greek mythology. Helios does actually go around healing some people occasionally.
Yep. I know that, and I know Helios.
Yeah.
So, you guys wake up, and you all feel invigorated, like you just gained more of yourself. You feel more powerful.
Like you just gained a level?
12 hit points. Gained a level and also maybe got some feats and maybe spells?
Yeah. you all wake up, you feel more powerful, you feel invigorated. Let's go from door to door here. So we'll go around the table like usual. No, let's go reverse order. Because
I hate you.
So Luna wakes up and standing in her door is her mother who has bags under her eyes.
Wait, she has a door?
In a doorway.
Doorway. Not
a
door.
She says, "You are the loudest snoring person on planet Earth. I'd like you to know, and I know people who snore very loud.
It's not like I did it on purpose.
I want you to tell her something. Hang on. I gotta recall the meme.
Oh yeah, no, it's a good meme. I enjoyed it.
Okay, and then gosh darn it. Okay. Snoring is basically bragging about being asleep so loudly that it stops other people from sleeping. It's like lying there, they're screaming, "I'm having a lovely sleep." That is very much.
And Luna's clever, so she would have jumped on that. And
is not clever.
She says, "I can't. Never mind. I can definitely believe." And you notice that her clothes are ruffled, like they're not pristine like they usually are.
Mm-hmm. In the morning.
Yeah.
So she just came right to her room. I would assume is what Luna would assume. Mm-hmm.
"Go down and get breakfast," and she walks away.
She goes and gets ready first.
You get ready, and you go downstairs. And when you eventually go downstairs, you notice that the couch has like sheets and stuff on it.
Oh no! Could I roll a history to see if that means someone's coming over?
Roll history. Don't botch.
Or insight.
It's somewhat historically, like in her family.
What has this meant before?
Yeah.
Figured it out, but
oh yeah.
14 plus 3.
17. Yeah, you know that means one of two things. One of your parents is sleeping on the couch.
Oh.
And it was obviously your mom in this case.
Yeah.
Because you see like her pillow out, and then you see like obviously like frustrated. You see like wipe on the coffee table that she missed when she was cleaning up.
Yeah.
She comes down, she says, "To the kitchen, girl."
Okay, hold on.
and there is like toaster pastries ready.
Oh, okay.
Well, each with their own like frosting packet, and you get the smallest frosting packet, and your brother's already in there like chowing down.
Mm-hmm.
And your father doesn't come. Your father comes out of the bedroom, kisses you, your two brothers on the head, and then leaves. Doesn't say a word.
What about Tucker?
You don't have to talk to speak to animals.
I know, but does he kiss him on the head?
Yeah, he gives him a pat.
A pat.
But ignores your mom's existence completely.
Oh, really? And I look at
And no, I'm sorry. He turns and glares at her.
Ooh.
And then looks at you with a sad face, and then walks away.
So Luna looks at Charlie, which is the youngest brother, and she kind of is just like, "Do you know what's going on?"
He's been like that since 4 o'clock yesterday.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, he left home to go to work. To go back to work,
mm-hmm.
And he came back like that.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. It was his day off.
Weird.
Yeah, and he like obviously uncomfortable.
Charlie?
Or? Yeah, everyone there except for your mother's angry, but everyone else is uncomfortable.
Time for school. Bye.
All right, bye.
exactly. It's time for school.
Charlie. We'll take the sedan today.
Yeah, it's a Chrysler 300 electric.
Yeah, she grabs it. She takes it.
And your mother says, if you got a scratch on that, you'll be grounded forever. As you just jet out of there.
Oh, wait, we can find Liberator Nelson.
It's Anthony's fault.
Anthony's like, I have to
go to college.
Yeah. All right, so we're going
to... I was thinking about that last night. He would be in college.
We're gonna flash over to Weasel / Rico. Rico, you wake up.
Yes.
And you can hear your grandfather's distinctive snore, the one that shakes the whole house because it means he had a really good workout the day before.
Yeah.
You know, the one that you can actually feel like the bass on a car that turned up way too high. You know. It's just kind of like rumbling along. And you know that he's not going to be awake for at least another hour. Because you look at the clock and you're like, it is 7:30 and he's not awake. You know he's not going to be up till at least 10.
Yeah.
You know, at least 9. So what do you do?
Let's go and check in at the Alano, and see if they need anything done. Otherwise, practice. Cool. I got some new stuff to try.
Yeah. So, CC is running up and down your arms like you're a jungle gym.
That sounds about.
Mm-hmm. And she's she's just kind of like, she's saying, okay, I have a quest for you today.
Okay.
And she waits for you to like sit down because it's obviously important to her.
Of course. I'll sit down.
I need you to find me. And she sends you the image of this blue pebble.
Okay.
That one.
Blue pebble.
Yeah.
Did you see this recently? Was this yesterday?
I know it's important, but I don't know why.
Blue pebble.
You look at it a little more closely, and it looks, and it's obviously turquoise, but it's so perfect, it's unusual. It's a scavenger hunt.
Okay. I will do what I can.
All right, so I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm going to give you either 3 investigation rolls, and you're trying to break 50 with the 3 rolls, or we can do it as a skill challenge with just you. And you would need 5 successes before we got 3 failures.
5 successes without
3 failures. Yes.
Well, Mike's already kind of figured it out, given the previous information.
Okay, now I'm curious. What does Mike think it is?
I need to go to Mexico City.
I mean, yeah, that is a solid... that is not exactly where I was going, but I like it better than what I had. I was thinking a jewelry store that happens to have something similar.
Yeah, well...
But no, Mexico City would have exactly what you need. But it's not exactly what you wanted, but you said, that's better!
Well, that might take longer. Would you settle for a jewelry store one first?
There's something pretty close.
Okay.
It feels right.
Okay.
And she looks at you with a strange, like... You know, she always looks at you like she's intelligent. She looks at you like... Like you're the dumb one in the relationship for a second.
Well, I am.
Are you?
Oh,
I have an int of 10.
Then you are the dumb one in that relationship.
I'm not dumb, but I'm dumber than her.
Yes.
Oh.
She's. Well, are you gonna go hunting?
Yes. Do you want to come with?
Yeah.
Then let's go.
Okay. And she like walks the door, and waits for you to open it because.
Yeah. Okay.
What, you're not smart enough to open the door?
I imagine the ferret just, like, standing on two legs and just walking.
No, it's a weasel, not a ferret.
Oh, weasel.
No, no, that's a much bigger animal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, she probably could open the door. You know, she jumps up and kicks the door open. Like, right, you know, like she kicks the handle and it makes it spit because it's a bar. It's a bar handle, so she kicks it open. And that's why they installed the bar handles.
Yes, I would specifically. Yeah,
the way in is
would have done that.
Yeah. So, which one are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the 5 successes before 3 failures, or are you going to choose the investigation adding up to 50? Both are possible. Neither are easy.
Yeah. And I have to choose different skills.
For skill challenges, yes. But for investigation, it's just 3 investigation rolls.
Yeah, but let's check my investigation.
I'm sorry. I would let you roll investigation, perception, and insight if you'd like. For the other one.
So, +0, +3, or +3. Investigation is +0.
So, would you rather that? Or you can just do the skill challenge, which you can do 3 of any. You need 5 of it, you know.
And I need to pass 3.
Pass 5 before pass you 5 fail 3.
Before I fail 3, which is unlikely considering how...
If I told you the DC, would it make you feel better? Oh, DC's only 13.
That makes it worse. All right.
Hey, it means you got 50-50.
See? Yeah.
If you pick skills that have more than +3, have a better shot, except...
Yeah, except that my skills aren't exactly aligned for...
If you can give me a reasoning, or no, if you can use a spell, using a spell will give you an advantage, will give you advantage on the roll. If you can think of a spell, that would be helpful.
Knowing all your spells.
All of my spells pertain to my power. Everything I have goes boom.
Jump?
Assuming that's coordinating with...
It is.
Yeah, so...
I'm just saying...
I don't see how that would help get...
whatever you want to do. Make a decision.
Yeah. So. Right. So I guess we'll try the skill challenge because investigation flat out is going to suck.
Well, as I said, you could use insight and perception as well. So you could do one insight, one investigation, one perception.
Okay. I can try that and it's got to break 50.
Total.
The odds.
It's very close.
Close, yeah.
That's why I did it.
Not in your favor, but probably more so than the 5 skill checks. Versus 2
fish. 8 skill checks. Up to 7 skill checks.
Yeah. So we're just going to roll 3 dice and add 6.
Yep. 3d20 plus 6.
Yeah.
Wait, let's call it which one they are, just for fun. So roll one and then do them 3.
In alphabetical order.
Okay.
Insight. 7.
So 10.
And then actually,
that means I can't get it.
What?
Yeah.
The next roll is actually no. If I roll
2 20s,
yeah,
I could get it. So,
and also you can get an advantage if you use a spell. If you have a spell,
I don't have a spell that will help with investigation or perception or any of that.
Jump to give you higher height to see better and find the place quicker.
There you go.
How about persuasion or deception to try and get a?
I'll give you a chance at that. Could you try and wheel and deal your way into something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use those.
All right.
It's kind of like a skill. It'd be like basically pick your...
Re-roll that one?
Yeah, re-roll all of them. You're going to try... You're going to pick your 3 skills you're going to use. And then you have to explain how you're using them. If you can come up with a good explanation, I'm down with it.
Okay. All right. So, going to some of the less reputable jewel dealers.
Okay.
I mean, I'm... familiar.
Yeah.
That's why the rogue lull. But then persuasion to get them to
talk to you.
Talk to me, get them to, you know, mm-hmm. at least know that they have the goods.
Okay.
Deception, you know, hide my true intent.
Driving to get away.
Yeah, that too. And sleight of hand, if all else fails, I just steal it and run.
I figured you'd do driving instead for the escape, because you got expertise in it.
have expertise in it, but that's only plus 4.
It's plus dexterity.
Okay, so it's 6, which is the same as my sleight of hand.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
So why don't you use
expertise in sleight of hand?
The sleight of hand, vehicle, and... So you got 2 plus 6s.
Well, deception is plus 7.
So he's got persuasion, deception, and sleight of hand. That's a total
or of... Or stealth.
Plus 20. So you got, you need to roll a total of 30 on 3 dice.
I can do that. All right, so deception, nat 20.
Ooh.
That helps.
Yeah.
So you lied your way in real good.
Yes. Persuasion. 10.
Total?
Total.
So that's 30.
Wait, persuasion is 5, so yeah. All right, last but not least, sleight of hand at plus 6. Or stealth, also at plus 6.
Combo platter.
Yeah. 19, 25. So that is a complete success.
Yeah. So
today on the dice alone.
I see it, yeah. So what you end up doing is you find you, there's a jewelry dealer who you know deals in stolen jewelry.
Of course.
He's a fence. That's what he does. He doesn't steal anything, but he is dealing with illegal property, but it's not enough that you want to turn him in. He also deals fairly with you. If you give him something, he gives you value for it, because he doesn't sell it back here.
Right.
And he just got in a load from Peru.
Right.
Coming up here because people with power show up. All power people want to come to Riverside City, because it is the mecca of power. I mean... People from across, around the world come here just so they can be around powerful people. It'll be less important over time unless it becomes like it grows and becomes more and more the mecca. But it isn't there yet. It is just a very, very modern city that has always had supers, and they came with a batch of like things that they thought might be relevant. There's a bunch of like sacrificial daggers from years from you know thousands of years ago, hundreds, a thousand years ago. It's because it's only like 500 years ago. Fun fact: you could have a cowboy, a pirate, and a samurai all in the same thing, and it would make total sense because they could all be from different portions of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun meme.
And a musketeer.
And that's what I meant. And a musketeer is the last one.
Cowboy, musketeer, samurai.
Yeah, all four of them. You could have them all in the same party, and it would make sense.
Totally historically accurate.
So eventually, you get in to meet him, and you find there's this perfect sphere of turquoise. When you look at it, it actually has like a dot of white. It looks like it's naturally part of it. And he won't sell it to you. He says, "I've got a buyer already." And you wait and you talk about everything else. You talk about everything else the guy has. And the last thing you do is you switch it with a marble. You sleight of hand, nailed it, and you drive away. Now, eventually he's going to figure out it's you. But does he give that much of a shit? Yes. And Cece goes, "Oh." And when you get home, she says, "Can I have it?"
"You're the one that sent me on the quest, so sure.
Just don't choke on it.
It's yours."
Okay. Does she wear a collar? I don't think so.
Or a harness. No.
She says, "Okay." She picks it up with like her hand, and a little hand goes, and he's it.
Oh, God.
All
right.
Watch for a couple seconds. Make sure she's not, like, choking on it.
You hear a crunch.
All right. Are you okay?
"I feel great."
Right.
"Watch this." And she looks at you, and she appears behind you.
Oh, okay.
She looks at you, and she appears, like, on top of your head.
Is this just like moving quickly, or is she actually teleporting?
She is very 10-foot teleport at will.
Okay, very cool.
"It smelled just like you. I knew when it came into the city."
Okay.
"It feels like there's a smile inside. I don't know why."
Hmm.
And you feel a smile, and you kind of feel a good feeling, kind of like that dream.
Except for the part where I got stabbed.
You didn't get stabbed.
Almost
you got thumped in the chest. Next down the line, do you want to go next, or do you want Colin to go next?
Colin, yeah.
All right, Colin.
Okay, yeah.
So you wake up in your nice, comfy bed. You know that there is a suit. You know that there is a the big soup kitchen down the road. Where where you used to live. It's having their big like can drive today.
Okay.
That you would usually help with. Are you gonna go, or are you gonna go do something else?
They have food now, so I guess I'll just patrol around the city.
Okay.
And what it is like? What, midnight, 2 a.m. right now?
You probably crashed around 10, so
yeah,
it'd be like 2 or 3.
I'll just go wander around the city, see if anything's important happening.
Yeah. So as you go on patrol, you actually you get a call from, as you go to leave the building, you get a call from 9. It says, would you like a patrol partner?
Nah, I'm good.
I have a newbie. I need someone to go with them. They keep wanting to go on patrol.
Oh, okay. So you want me to take someone, not? Okay. Yeah, I get it. I see you.
You're chaperoning.
Can they keep up?
Each person watching a teenager. And she's a teenager too, but he's an older teenager. Yeah. They've got they can keep up.
Okay. So I stand outside waiting for him then?
Yeah, so you wait like less than 5 minutes. I don't know, more like 2 minutes, and you hear the sound of an electric motor appearing. Geez. And rolling up on you is a like 15, maybe 16-year-old girl on, instead of rollerblades, she has like wheels that attach to the side of her feet, kind of like the girl from Big Hero 6.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like all hyped up, and she says, "Hi, I'm Pepper."
Hey, Pepper. Awfully peppy this morning.
Yeah. She's like very chipper. And she, but then again, you look, you're like, she shouldn't even be awake. And after you spend a little bit of time with her, you're going to realize you and her have the same kind of, you don't sleep like normal people.
Okay. Yeah, because that's pretty weird. I don't, usually everyone I meet at 2 a.m. is usually grumpy or tired or sleeping.
And she is just as fast as you. But instead of being like, you're very, you know, calm but fast, hers is exuberant. Like, she's bouncing. She even puts away the roller, the blades, and she can keep up with you.
Wait, so is she a monk or not?
She's a battle dancer.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, then I ask her just to keep quiet, and we just walk down the street.
Yeah, she does, and she eventually starts talking about like different martial arts techniques you guys use. Yeah. Because that's her area of things she likes to do when she's having fun. And you have a really, it is surprisingly nice to have someone who can keep up with you and actually know something about martial arts around.
All right.
Like, and she is just good company. She, and you ask, you know, eventually you do ask, how old are you? She says, oh no, I'm 17. I just look young.
Okay, how long have you been a super then? Or a Kate?
Oh, I've only been a Kate for like a month.
Longer than me.
I got my powers in the Surge. I mean, my uncle always had powers, but I didn't. Oh, but I didn't.
Well, just as long as me. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but my uncle wouldn't let me go out until I dealt with someone who actually had some combat experience.
True fight, Khalil. Combat experience.
Yay! anything was better than nothing.
Yeah, any combat is better than no.
Also, he has a history of stopping bar brawls and stuff like that in his backstory.
Yeah,
so he has more combat experience than you do, probably. Except for yours is like sparring, but his is like actually not getting hit with a bottle, you know, in a bar fight.
Mine's fighting people who don't know anything.
By far. No. You have
really?
You have like sparring. He has like, I almost died.
Okay.
And I did mix martial arts back in high school.
Yeah.
Middle school. So I did go to all those circuit training that Natalie, Princess Glitters did.
Okay, it's Bright Force.
Princess
Glitters.
No. All right. You guys end up dealing with some belligerents, people who are like low grade power use, or like someone's like teasing someone with throwing fire hand to hand, someone throwing like a little like a ball of water that's like zipping between their fingers really fast. Mm-hmm. That would probably hurt if it hit you. Wouldn't like really kill you, but it would hurt a lot. And between the two, you stomp their ass, because they will not stop until you get physical. And I'm not even gonna make you roll for it unless you want to. But
yeah, no. I'll take her around to all the hot spots I know just to help, and I'll mostly try and stand back to let her get used to these sorts of things.
And finally she says, I want to show you one thing. And she takes you downtown, and if you're willing, she takes you downtown to the old old casino boat. They say it's haunted. I really want to go, but I need someone to go with me. And at least want to show it to somebody. But yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? It's not like ghosts are real, right?
No, dude, ghosts have been real for years. How else do you explain Ecto? Ecto is a cowl who could walk through walls and could fly and was only physical when he wanted to be.
Well, magic?
He summoned spirits from like graveyards and stuff. He was a bad dude.
Yeah, well, we also have people who shoot fire and have animate talking animals.
And with the people he drew from the graveyards look like the people that he pulled out.
Just shrug at that.
They tested. Those are real ghosts.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't seen it, so we'll see.
All right. Well, I just wanted to show it to you. I want to go sometime, but maybe it's something to do later.
Yeah, it sounds good. Might be interesting.
Get the impression that she's excited to have anybody who can keep up with her now, you know? Because at her current speed, she's just so fast, and she moves at, like, her reaction time is so quick that people have a hard time keeping up with her.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's this one paladin in my group that just, can move twice as fast without even dashing.
What's a paladin?
Wow, like, how dare you? I'm sitting here, God.
All right. And it goes by very well. At the end, Nine, thanks you and says, reminds you to check your bank account tomorrow for your payout for the bounty. And then last but not least, we've got Rob and Deimos. What do you do? I'll give you the opportunity. You're offered a spot on any medical floor you want in the hospital at the Arlano Arcology.
Definitely going to ER.
Okay.
Patients come in. I have 10 healing spells ready to go.
And your healing hands.
That's including the healing hands. I still caught 2, so that's 11. 11 people I can save.
Yeah, so... you're also a nurse by trade.
Yep.
So there's a lot of like, start this IV line, this person's if you hear these persons crashing, you're like,
yep.
There are other people healing. It's mostly one and done. Like, I've got it once a day. I'll save this person's life.
And one of them is regenerated on short rest.
Great. So after you take your you take an hour lunch, you come back, you get another one. And you get another one, and
it's always the first one I burn.
Yeah, because you get it back.
Exactly.
And the surgeons don't like you, but the nurses love you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the surgeons are in. Okay.
They're jealous because
You can heal with a touch, something that would take them hours to fix. Someone had a heart attack, you can repair their heart with a touch. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're jealous, and. When you get you get like a review at the end of the day because you're a new guy, you're a temp, and all the surgeons slam you, but all the nurses are like, no, ignore the doctors, they're jealous. And you get a note from Nine that says they want you in ICU tomorrow to see what you can do.
If I don't have any other plans. Cough, cough, wink, wink. Emojis.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think you'll be fine. But they want you in the ICU because there's people who've been there since before the surge who maybe they could get out of there if they had some help. And you don't have the most potent healing that they know, but you have the most plentiful. Like, because even someone who's just got like cleric type powers won't only have healing spells, and they won't only be doing that. And honestly, having an actual like a character class is very rare. Basic power. Most people are just people with minor abilities. You know, like the ability to put fire between your hands. Yeah, good deal. You get that's like a D6. Punch a bitch and that's a D. You know, get a baseball bat that's a D8. You know, so. What you're all going to realize is the world, yeah, it's very different, but it's the same. Yes, yeah, surgeons are still needed because there isn't always going to be someone with healing powers, or they might not be powerful enough. Same thing with there's always going to be a need for someone for a military because, yeah, they have capes and there's a lot of them now and there's more every day, but there's also a lot of people who have powers that are bad. And having a military to defend your country against other bad people, not a bad thing. Same with police. They're much more tightly controlled because the FSA doesn't put up with bullshit because it's run by, who's the official head? I have their name somewhere. It's on my notebook upstairs. But there's the official head of the FSA is an indigenous people. Turns out they're a shaman. Who has control over many elements, not all of them, but many. And they're very much like the police and the military need to be controlled. They need to, you know, so police brutality doesn't get to happen anymore because they're cracked down on, you know, one occasion and you're out and you're in prison. So it became very much a controlled, you know, state. And yeah, that's me being idyllic in my world, but I like to imagine that given the ability, that's what would happen.
Before I do go in, I would make sure to have passed on my warning to my friend.
Which, yeah. You got a text back. Weird, but I believe you. Thanks.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Got it. Go crazy and do drugs.
I've never done drugs. Cough, cough, wink, wink emoji.
you get back one winky face. So when you go to the ICU, you find people who are stage 4 cancer. You can't do anything with that. You don't have the ability to remove disease, and even still, it's almost a curse and a disease in combination. And actually, something they're going to figure out: it is a combination of a disease and a curse, and it takes someone who can do both at one time to fix it.
The heal spell, greater restoration.
No, the cure restoration does not do both. It does great. One. Now, if you could twin it, if you could, like, you know, if you could cast a spell and cast one at the same time, but you can't unless you're, even sorcerers can't do it because you can only do a cantrip.
Favorite soul?
No, they can't because you can only cast a cantrip with the bonus. One spell
per twin.
Turn. Yeah, you can get two people at once. No, but I'm talking about, like, you can't cast.
Right, they can't target the same thing.
Exactly, or you need two people.
No, if twin, you can target the same thing.
No, you cannot. Specifically can't. Otherwise, you'd always just twin disintegrate and murder something.
And then give them disadvantage on the safe.
Uh-huh. But yeah, so you can't help cancer patients, but almost everybody else you can. I mean, neurological disorders you can't mess with too much, but if it's someone who's got burns over 90% of their body, you can help. If it's someone who's got, you know, like, you know, broken spine and they're quadriplegic, you can help. And you do. And you're very, very efficient at it. And they're so thankful that their ICU goes from 80%, if it goes from 80 beds full to 30 beds full. No, because you take out 10, but every day you go there, you knock it down until they get down to the people you can't help. And you let them know, maybe when I gain more power, I'll be able to help you. And like I said, the nurses love you. The doctors hate you. There's the occasional good doctor who understands that you're a necessity and that the fact that you can do this is amazing. A lot of them are just trying to figure out how you're doing it.
Surge.
And they're all like, why couldn't I get something like that? Most of the doctors got like things that like make their daddy. Or
I can turn my hands and my fingers into scalpels.
The one guy's got that kind of thing, and that's really useful because you know exactly where your hand is and you can do a perfect cut. And he's very good. But not well. Someone got like one guy's like, I can make fire.
He can cauterize food.
Yeah, but it's rare you actually cauterize anymore. You know? So it's people who are you get a lot of doctors who are unhappy with their powers. You know, some are a little bit smarter than they used to be. You know, they know they're remembering things better. You know, but it's very you're seeing the gritty underside of the powered world, jealousy, and it's gonna and you get the distinct impression it's gonna be an issue.
I'm just wondering, do I do this in costume or maybe? Because I don't want to be showing off too much, but I kind of have to being in medical profession.
Everyone in the Alano facility that you're in is an agent.
Okay.
Who has security clearance to know who you are.
NDAs, probably too.
And NDAs out the yin-yang! Yeah, so you go in, they're like, hey, damn it, sorry, Damos. Like, and everyone there knows. They're all on Alano's payroll. They're all, you know, this is the team that saves Capes when they got hurt really badly. That's why they're so, like, you're so important. These are Capes you're saving, not just people. Like these are people who, if they're saved, will go out and save other people. And that's the big important part. There's a guy named Richter. He's got Earth powers. He's the guy who stopped, there was a bridge falling. He stopped it from crushing 20 kids, you know, like, that's the kind of shit he does.
Counting up.
It doesn't save hurt after the day.
I know. But in case there is something.
Fair. 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 I figured you roll the D8s first. But yeah, so that's how the next day is very similar for you, except for Weasel's gonna be training with his grandfather exclusively. Your grandfather's taking you to town.
Fitting.
Oh, the fitting was in 2 days, you're right. So, last thing we're going to do today, everyone's going to go visit Professor Tenzi. So, you all meet up do you meet up in civvies or do you meet up in your cave clothes?
Cape.
Yeah, I suppose that'd probably be best if we're cape. Getting fitted for a suit.
Yeah. So, you all arrive and you have an appointment at 2. When do you all arrive?
1 o'clock, I was right over early.
What do you got, Bedlam? When do you arrive?
I wander around a few minutes after too.
You're late.
It depends. How's traffic?
It's 2 o'clock on a Thursday. Pretty late.
Yeah. Okay. Like 5 minutes early then.
All right. What do you got? How do you get there, Bright Horse?
1:45, and I convinced Allison to skip her afternoon class to drop me off.
Fair. And you have it's your independent study, right? Oh no, your what is it? Your work study.
Work study.
Yeah, and then Riku, you just drive, right?
Yep.
And then when do you get there? Okay, so first person to arrive would be Damo. It's a college campus. It's the building looks like if a modern building and a castle had a kid. Lots of. High-tech glass, lots of steel, but also you see, like, marble floors. And very, very, like, and lots of wood grains on the doors and stuff like that. On, like, the interior doors. So do you go inside? Oh, but you see college students just walking.
I will pretend I am in costume, but I will still go in for, look around,
yeah.
Find all the exits.
Yeah. So Professor Tenzi is off. Her chamber is not chamber. Her wing is immediately into the science building. You know, right, you can't miss it. It's just right down there. You go in and it's Tenzi Hall. You go under the Tenzi wing, and you're there. But inside it is gorgeous. It's beautiful craftsmanship and obviously someone who cares a lot about what things look like, what things feel like, designed this. And next up, who shows up would be Bright Force. You said 15 minutes before.
I said 1:30.
Oh, 1:30, sorry. So next would be Rico. You park your motorcycle and you come inside. You park right next to Damon's.
Yeah. Wow, this is fate.
I got my car back already?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. You, how did you get there? Your bike is not.
Weeboo.
Oh, you got a reboot? Yeah. You can call the reboot. Okay. So yeah, you park your motorcycle. Do you bring Cece with you, or do you leave her at the plate?
She goes where I go.
She's gonna get fitted for one too.
Oh, that's really cute. Yeah.
I would appreciate that.
All right. I would also appreciate that.
I assume you just kind of go wait by the entrance for your compatriots.
Yeah.
Next up is Bright Force. You did convince Allison to take you, but Allison did say that she will be left. She's gonna drop you off.
Okay.
And try and be a little bit late to class, so she's not gonna ditch class for you.
Okay, that's fair.
Because she has class like down the road.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'll be a little late, but I can do it.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna try not to be late. She speeds away.
Yeah.
So you see your compatriots kind of like standing by the entrance.
Well, we had just said her brother goes to college. Is that not the college?
Call number. One older brother.
Ah. Wait, what?
Call number. D12.
6.
Yes, but he's doing online school.
Okay, good.
So he's actually at home all day.
Thank God. Okay.
You wanted him not to be there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He you see him walk out of the engineering building next door.
She has her hood up. That's what. Oh, she has her hood up. It and takes the mask an action on.
With a cloak.
Roll me a charisma check. You can add your proficiency if you're proficient in the disguise skill. That's the disguise kit, what? Which you're not.
Wait, what?
So roll plus charisma.
Just roll plus 3.
No, it's plus 5.
Your charisma's plus 3. That's the save.
Hmm.
The stat. Just look at the stat.
Natural 20.
Yeah, you get away with it this time. yeah, you stealthily, yeah, you have your hood up just right that he doesn't see your face, and he walks right, but he walks within 6 inches, within 12 inches of you, doesn't even notice you.
Yep.
Do you wear any kind of perfume or, body spray that's distinctive?
I don't know.
It's called sweat.
That's called, yeah, no, no,
no, it's a characterization.
I don't know, like, probably something, like, floral scented.
He goes... Weird. And then he keeps walking.
I knew it.
And then, last but not least, Bedlam. Well, not Bedlam shows up like 5 minutes before. Like, come on, guys, let's go.
He would.
I'll close him.
Yeah, pretty much. just walking on campus. Just do 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 do.
Oh, hey guys. Why the heck are you wearing a hood?
All right, so you guys walk down the hall to Professor Tinsey's lab, where there is a like a intercom panel, and then a locked door.
2 o'clock. Press the intercom button. 2 o'clock appointment.
I rattle the door.
The door does not open. 2 o'clock appointment. I've got a Weasel, Bright Force, Bedlam, and Damon. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, come on in. And the door opens. You open the door, and inside the room is it's black and white marble, and inside the center of the chamber is a massive Chinese symbol that none of you can read, because I don't think any of you read ancient Chinese. Anyone who read the book knows what this says? Huh. Spoilers? Not really spoilers, but... And the room is surrounded by on one wall is all glass, and it looks out onto the campus. And then when you look at it from the outside, it's mirrored, but from here it's glass. And then there are steel work tables surrounding the room, the rest of the room. She's in a short, blonde pixie cut hair woman walks up and says, "Hi, call me Tenzi."
Hello, Tenzi.
Hello.
I'm Damon.
Nice to meet you. We've met.
Yes.
Hi.
Surprised you didn't ask for your suit then. Oh, hello, dear. I can appreciate that. And you?
Hey, Tante. I'm Bedlam.
Excellent. All right, so I'm here to get you all suited up. The usual suit is all I have prepared for each of you. I hope that's okay.
Should be fine.
We'll work from there.
Okay.
I don't think the light suit would do you any good.
I don't think Bright Forest will. I think she's got something a little tougher.
Okay. She looks at you.
Hi.
She's kind of like just staring at you. Well, I can get you something better than that. But I can't get you the fully automated suit. Let me see what I can do. And she kind of like walks back over into like the corner of the room, and you hear some banging, and you hear a saw go vroom! And all right, step up, and then she has you stand in the middle of the room, and the Chinese symbol spins. And it raises up, and it turns out it's built. There's a platform built on underneath it, which turns into like a measuring like apparatus.
You get a Tony Stark feeling out of this.
That what?
Yeah, Tony Stark. Feeling
yes, out of this. Like the Tony Stark thing where it like measures him, and then it suits him up with armor. And she says, "Each of you ditch your armor. You have underclothes on, but ditch your armor." And each of you gets scanned. What she does, Damon first. And she scans you and she's like, it's a standard light tactical suit. She rattles off all the specs to it. You know, it weighs 20 pounds. It's, you know, it's AC is 13 plus dex. It's a little bit better than what you're wearing, but it has gear access. There's a holster built. There's holsters built into both thighs, as well as a smaller holster in the back. And then there is a spot for a sword to go across the back as well.
Okay. Just one spot. I might do a wield later.
I can do that for you later if you need it.
All right.
Then she does Weasel. I heard you had a friend, so I made her a suit as well. And she holds it up, and it's the exact same color scheme as yours. But the turquoise neck, and lots of like dark blacks and yellows and like explosion shaped colors, you know. And she puts it on, and she's like, I'm never taking it off. It's so comfy.
Understandable.
And she says, and the next is Brain decided not worky. Then your own Weasel. And it looks a lot like your grandfather's minus the luchador style, but it still has the turquoise. And she says, I do have a luchador style mask for you as well if you want it.
I'm not fond of that mask. I understand its origins. I'm still not fond of it.
But she says, I did add the bit of the turquoise to it. Your grandfather said it was important.
I understand that.
Yeah, and it's mostly like the piping is all the turquoise. And like the outlines and things like that. Bright Force, she says, okay, it's not as nice as what I usually make, but I didn't know your combat tendencies, I'm sorry. Effectively it's splint mail. But it's half weight and no disadvantage on dex. So it's mithril splint mail is what the equivalent is, with the like the stat. If you want to write that down, mithril splint mail, aka heavy suit. It sets your AC to 17 plus dex plus 2 for your armor, so you'd be at 19.
Okay. I thought it was 18.
So not minus dex?
I'm sorry, no, 17 doesn't get the dexterity bonus at all. Mithril splint, aka heavy suit.
Do you remember what kind of colors that she wanted?
No, I don't.
Or that I wanted?
Was there pinks?
It was, well, because...
Bright yellows and pinks, right?
Like pastel pinks.
Pastel pinks, okay.
And she's like, pink, fine. She's a little bit upset about the pink,
She looks over at you, Bedlam, she says... You don't need protection so much as you need storage, right?
Yeah. I mean, my backpack does just fine, and I give it like a little...
And she does fit you up, but it's not a protective suit so much as it is. It has a... She says, because I didn't give you any protection, I figured I'd give you something else. It has a built-in backpack that like is smoothing on your back so it doesn't get in the way anymore. And it's just as big as your old one, but it's, you know, less obtrusive.
Oh, that'll be helpful.
And it's nice and loose, so you can twist it around and put stuff in like you would your regular backpack. It also has a, she says it has a wingsuit.
Ooh.
But it'll only deploy once you're over 100 feet.
Okay.
So it doesn't get in the way.
Okay, so that's like a parachute, or can I glide like Mothman?
What it'll give you is a glide. You can go forward 2 feet, down one.
Okay. So out of character, is it based on my base movement or falling speed?
It's based on your base movement.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, but if you ever need to dive out of a plane, you can do it now.
And wait, so can that deploy multiple times? Or yeah. Is it just okay?
No, it's not a parachute. It's a wingsuit. It deploys itself, and it's an wingsuit made out of energy. It'll take an energy cell to charge it.
Okay.
As well as okay, all of you, I would like you to double tap the left wrist. The armor folds itself into a bracelet.
Ooh.
Cool.
I may have made a deal with. Zaya Corvin recently.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
And
the blinks.
She just smiles. You have to admire it. What's the word? Innovation. Double tap again. And you're still scared.
Bonus action, action, or reaction, or just no action.
And for you, Bedlam, you get an option when you do it. It says, "Would you?" It forms into a backpack. When you double tap it.
Wait, so is it a bag of... It shrinks?
No, it turns into a backpack. For you. Like, the arms and legs retract and become the straps.
The wingsuit turns into a backpack.
Yep.
But
the rest of you guys double tap it and it like... just collapses itself into the wristwatch. Yeah, so... she says... If they get damaged, either I or Zay can repair them. Probably coming to me. He's based out of Chicago. Rip. Yeah. It's only about 6 hours. How far is it from St. Louis to Chicago? It's like a 6 hour drive, isn't it? No.
I used to make the drive like every week.
Distance between St. Louis and Chicago.
How long is it?
4 hours and 40 minutes. 300 miles.
Four hours and 40 minutes? Okay, so
from edge to edge.
Huh?
And that's highway speed, and that's accounting for no traffic.
I know it does count for current traffic, but
it's middle of the night. It's middle of the night, yeah. So it's like a 6 hour drive. Well, yeah. That's it, about 5 or 6 hours.
It's not bad.
But yeah, you should just come to me and I'll take care of it. Minimal charge, mostly just donations to the college. Though I understand if you can't afford it, we'll work out something. Well, yes.
CC and see if there's a little button
on the back of her neck.
Angle collar.
It turns into a perfectly shaped collar that's not. It's she's very comfortable.
Again for her because she likes it.
She's like, I don't mind that.
Okay.
And she's very happy. She's running up and down. She's like teleporting on top of your head and then she teleports on top of Tenzi's head and Tenzi just like gives her the stroke right here, like right the back of her neck, and all her fur stands up and she just like. Flattens against her head like shit.
Wow, what a woman.
you for the first time someone else intrude in your mind space. And you hear her say, good job, little one.
Okay. Just kinda like, did I actually hear what?
And then you hear Cece say, she can hear me! She can't hear it! And she starts running around the floor.
No, just running around her head. Making a mess of the hair.
Okay.
Different.
Tenzi looks at you and just blinks. And walks back over to the corner and starts tinkering. You can leave whenever you want.
Okay. Is there a mirror?
Yeah.
Because Damon was going up to it, pulling out his gun, put it back. Just trying out all the functions.
Yeah.
Practicing drawing the weapons.
Yeah, it's all very smooth. It all feels like it was meant for you. Like it was designed for you.
So is it an action, bonus action, or...
To deploy your armor will be an action. Because it takes this, and then wait 2 seconds, and then it goes around you.
Does it have the logo on it?
The Tenzi logo?
No. My logo. That picture I sent you had a logo.
Is it, wait, which picture?
The one that my friend drew.
Oh, so not the nuke?
Not the nuke.
It's
a fancy W.
No, it would not. Okay. And because that would be too obvious. When you put it on it, all of you have your designed suits. If you guys could like send me what you want it to look like, maybe someone will fan art that for us. That'd be awesome. Because, man, would that be great. I don't, you know, to not have to commission that.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think it's about time to end. Does anybody have anything to plug besides, you know, their Twitters and things like that? Not hearing anything. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at RSCpod. Yeah, that's what I've got for. Oh, and you can email the podcast at RiversideCityPodcast@gmail.com. And the we have a Discord that's up. I'll be putting a link to it in the description. No? Okay. DM me about it on Twitter and I'll send you a link to it. Because apparently I've been told it's a bad idea to put the link to it in the description.
What could possibly go wrong?
Lots of bots, and I don't need that. All right, Colin, you got anything?
Nope. Have a nice evening, everyone.
I got nothing really to add, but my Twitter, which is RSCPodRob. Have a good night.
I'm Mike. Again, this is find me on Twitter at RSCPod.Mike. I'll be seeing you.
And I've been Natalie. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.